Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Oman and Tanzania sign new air transport agreement. Officials from Oman and Tanzania stated that the agreement established in 1982 required updates to align with contemporary policies, technological progress, and economic developments. The Sultanate of Oman has entered into a new bilateral air service agreement, BASA, with Tanzania, aimed at enhancing and expanding air transport, leveraging the historical connections between the two nations. The agreement was formalized by Professor Makame Barawa, the Tanzanian Minister for Transport, along with representatives from the Sultanate of Oman. Officials from Oman and Tanzania stated that the agreement established in 1982 required updates to align with contemporary policies, technological progress, and economic developments. The revised BASA agreement will facilitate collaboration between aviation companies in Oman and Tanzania, focusing on the advancement of travel and tourism, data sharing, analytics, and the utilization of airport infrastructure, as they observed. The agreement emphasized several important aspects of collaboration, such as the training and development of aviation personnel, advancements in innovation and technology, emergency response and crisis management, as well as the improvement of customer service for air transport passengers. The revised agreement incorporates stipulations regarding the primary location of business and effective regulatory oversight for airline designation, authorization for non-discriminatory self-handling by airlines, and enhanced cooperation among airlines. The agreement initiates discussions among the contracting parties and permits unrestricted flight frequencies among Tanzania's principal airports, namely Julius Nyerere International Airport, JNIA, Abeid Amani Karume International Airport, AAKIA, and Kilimanjaro International Airport, KIA. In Oman, the agreement emphasizes Muscat International Airport, MCT, Salalah International Airport, SLL, and Sohar International Airport, OHS, as the primary airports involved. The anticipated increase in direct flights connecting Tanzanian and Omani airports is projected to enhance tourism in Tanzania and the broader East African region. This development is likely to draw visitors from Asia, Europe, and various other global locations, facilitated by the expanded airline networks and connections. The Tanzanian Minister of Transport has reaffirmed the nation's dedication to initiating direct flights to Oman via Air Tanzania Company Limited and has urged Oman Air to augment its direct flight offerings from Oman to Tanzania. Mr. Naif bin Hamed Al Abri, the president of the Oman Civil Aviation Authority, stated that the establishment of a bilateral air service agreement between Oman and Tanzania will create a legal framework for airlines from both nations, thereby initiating a new era of air connectivity between the two countries. Air Tanzania Company Limited, ATCL, is in the process of finalizing arrangements to commence its direct flights between Dar es Salaam, the commercial capital of Tanzania, and Muscat, the capital of the Sultanate of Oman. The managing director of the airline, ATCL, Mr. Ladislaus Matindi, engaged in discussions with Mr. Saad bin Hilal Al-Shaden, the ambassador of the Sultanate of Oman to Tanzania, in Dar es Salaam, the commercial capital of Tanzania. They reached an agreement to collaborate in the fields of aviation and air transport services. The Omani ambassador remarked that the discussions were fruitful, paving the way for Tanzania's airline to initiate direct flights to the Sultanate of Oman, capitalizing on the existing opportunities in both passenger and cargo transport. Air Tanzania has appointed its primary sales representative to oversee ticket sales in Oman, along with a manager responsible for coordinating flights in Muscat. Additionally, arrangements are being made for the aircraft and crew necessary for this route. The volume of passengers has been increasing, primarily consisting of Omani nationals residing in Tanzania, Omani tourists, and business travelers journeying from Muscat to various cities in East Africa. Oman is increasingly becoming a significant source of tourists to Tanzania, alongside business travelers and investors. There is a strong demand in Oman for meat and fruits, which Tanzania's airline aims to transport using its cargo aircraft. The historical and cultural ties between Tanzania and Oman, which have existed for over a millennium, are now drawing thousands of Omani tourists and other visitors to explore mainland Tanzania and Zanzibar Island, renowned for its heritage sites that have Omani origins. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.